Well, good morning and Merry Christmas Eve. It is December 24th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I trust that you're in the Christmas spirit today. If you're up here in New England, in Connecticut, we got that Christmas spirit yesterday, last night. It's nice and cold this morning. Went from like a, I don't know, it had to be up in like the 40s or 50s yesterday to like, below freezing, probably down to like 8-9 degrees this morning. It's crazy, but anyways, we're not going to let the cold stop us from reading the scriptures today on this beautiful Christmas Eve. We're going to be reading 2 Chronicles chapter 29, Revelation chapter 15, Zechariah chapter 11, and John chapter 14 this morning. So let's get in the word today. 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Second Chronicles 29. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 20 years old, and he reigned 9 and 20 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. And he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them together into the east street, and said unto them, Hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed, and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto God, the God of Israel. And wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as ye see with your eyes. For lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in mine heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord hath chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that ye should minister unto him and burn incense. Then the Levites arose, Mahath, the son of Amasai, and Joel, the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, then of the sons of Merari, Kish, the sons of Abdi, and Azariah, the son of Jahiel, and of the Gershonites, Joah, the son of Zimnah, and Edom, the son of Joah, and of the sons of Eliphan, Shimri, and Jehiel, and the sons of Asaph, and Zechariah, and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Haman, Jehiel, and Shemaiah, and of the sons of Jethun, Shemaiah and Uziel, and they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves, and came according to the commandment of the king by the words of the Lord to cleanse the house of the Lord. And the priests went in to the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all of the uncleanliness that they found in the temple of the Lord in the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify. And on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. And in the 16th day of the first month, they made an end. Then they went to Hezekiah the king and said, We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, and the altar of the burnt offering, with all the vessels thereof, and the showbread table, with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did cast away in his transgression, have we prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of the Lord. Then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the rulers of the city and went up to the house of the Lord. And they brought 7 bullocks and 7 rams and 7 lambs and 7 he-goats for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. And so they killed the bullocks, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, when they had killed the rams, they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. They killed also the lambs, and they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. And they brought forth the he-goats for the sin offering before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands upon them. And the priests killed them, and they made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar to make an atonement for all of Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. And then he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries, and with harps, according to the commandment of David and of Gad, the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet, for so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. And Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpet and with the instruments that were ordained by David, king of Israel. And the congregation worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, and all that this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had made an end of offering, the king and all that were present with him bowed themselves in worship. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. And then Hezekiah answered and said, Now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were free heart burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 70 bullocks, and 100 rams, and 200 lambs. And all these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. And the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings. And wherefore their brethren the Levites did help them till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the peace offering and the drink offering for every burnt offering. And so the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. And Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people that God had prepared the people, for the thing was done suddenly. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Let's move on over to Revelation chapter 15. Revelation chapter 15. Got something on my glasses here. There we go. Revelation chapter 15 today. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stamped on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels was fulfilled. That was Revelation chapter 15. Let's move on over to Zechariah chapter 11. Zechariah chapter 11. Zechariah chapter 11. Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedars. Howl, fir tree, for the cedar is fallen, because the mighty are spoiled. Howl, O ye oaks of Bashan, for the forest of the vintage is come down. There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, for their glory is spoiled. A voice of the roaring of the young lions, for the pride of Jordan is spoiled. Thus saith the Lord, my God, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors shall slay them, and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, Blessed be the Lord, for I am rich. And their own shepherds pity them not. For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. But lo, I will deliver the man, every one, into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king. And they shall smite the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. I will feed the flock of the slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock. And I took unto me two staves, the one I called beauty, and the other I called bands, and I fed the flock. Three shepherds also I cut off in 1 month, and my soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me. And then I said, I will not feed you. That dieth, let it die. And that is to be cut off, let it be cut off, and let the rest eat, every one, the flesh of another. And I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder, that I might break my covenant, which I had made with all the people. And it was broken in the day, and so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. And I said unto them, If ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. And so they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, Cast it into the potter, a goodly price that I was surprised at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. And then I cut asunder mine other bands, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said unto me, Take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that that is broken, nor feed that that standeth still, but he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm, and upon his right eye, and his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. That was Zechariah chapter 11. Let's move on over to our final reading today in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. John chapter 14 today. John chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and hast ye yet thou, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye ask, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, and yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before, it come to pass, that when it come to pass, that you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Well, that was our reading today for Christmas Eve, 2022, December 24th. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Make sure to leave a comment, reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, make sure that if you miss a day or two, make sure to go back and leave a comment or a reaction, because I'm getting down to the wire. I want to make sure that I get your prizes to you. Hopefully, Lord willing, next Sunday is my goal, to have everybody all set, so that if you're at church on New Year's Day, You can get your prize. If not, I will save it for you. But yeah, that's my goal, to have it all set for you all. So make sure that you do that. But a few other things. Again, we are going to be doing the Bible reading again in 2023. We're going to be reading through the New American Standard Bible. And so you can prepare for that. Make sure to invite others to join us this year. Encourage others and encourage each other. You see each other online. Encourage each other to stick with it. If you don't see somebody on there for a couple days, say, hey, you know, ask them, you know, how you doing, you know, but, you know, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. But that said, also tonight at 4 o'clock, we have our Christmas Eve candlelight service, the most beautiful service of the year, in my opinion, really outside of the sunrise service that we have. Those two are my two favorites. But yeah, that's at 4 o'clock tonight. It's a short but sweet service. It will be dark by the time we light our candles. And so we got a lot of music. We got a lot of scripture, a little devotional. Kids are singing. It's going to be a great time together. And so come on out to that, and we will look forward to that. But anywho's, again, make sure to leave a comment or reaction, and I will mark that down. But that said, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer on this Christmas Eve. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your word. Lord, we thank you so much for just, Lord, all that you're doing in our hearts and lives, God. Lord, as I've been pondering the Christmas story over these past few days, especially on this Christmas Eve, God, oftentimes we focus so much on the actual birth of Jesus that we don't focus so much on the events that led up to the birth of Jesus. Lord, we know of the prophecies, we know of all of the things that you were doing behind the scenes, but Lord, very, very little do we think upon Simeon and Anna and Lord Elizabeth and Zechariah and Lord even Joseph and Mary. God, how you prepared them, Lord, for the birth of Jesus. And Lord, I would pray that you would help us, God, to just in our preparation, God. As we anticipate your second coming, God, to hold out hope. Lord, just like Joseph and Mary and all of those in the Christmas story, Lord, we live in dark times. We live in a time where the light almost seems out in this world. And yet, God, we know the truth of your word. We know, God, that you're coming back. We know that one day we will be with you in one of those mansions of glory that you talked about today in our word, in the Gospel of John. And Lord, we look forward to that day. But Lord, help us to hold out hope. Help us to honor you today, Lord, with our thoughts and actions and attitudes. Lord, lay it on our hearts to bring that hope to somebody else, Lord, I pray today. Lord, help us to invite them to church tonight and tomorrow. Lord, these two services are pivotal services, Lord, in the life of our church. Lord, most people are more apt to come to church and to hear your word, Lord, at services like this, for whatever reason. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us, lay it on our hearts to invite somebody, to bring somebody to church tonight at 4 o'clock. Lord, to bring someone to church tomorrow at 10:30, Lord, that we might get the gospel to them, Lord, that they might be saved. Lord, work already in hearts, Lord, we pray. Give us a good day in you. Pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody.